حافظ ابن قیم رحمت اللہ علیہ has mentioned in اعلام الموقعین that Hazrat Umm Salima رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ was such a scholar that she has narrated 378 masail and ahadith from the Prophet of Allah. Further saying that if we had to compile the rulings of Umm Salima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she deduced from the life of the Prophet, we had to publish a book. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the beloved wife of the Prophet of Allah, has narrated no less than 2,210 ahadith from the Prophet of Allah. And after the demise of the Prophet, she lived for 48 years. And she had 200 students from amongst the noble group of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. And when she used to go to perform Hajj, and in Mina, in Arafah, in the plains of Mina and Arafah, everyone used to come around the tent of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa. Now the Muhaditha, the scholar, is teaching, and the people are listening. So through one wife, the Ummah benefited so much. That's why the Prophet of Allah says, and we know, to all the wives, that whatever I say, whatever I do, how I react to certain and different conditions, I want my wives to convey this to the Ummah. No department of the life of the Prophet has been concealed. Everything has been exposed and revealed. So no Ummati can be deprived of divine instructions and divine teachings. The Ummahatul Mu'mineen have conveyed everything. So we know if we stand in this situation, what is the solution? We turn towards the social life, or we turn towards the domestic life, or we turn towards the life that the Prophet was living with the wives, and we see that there is a solution. That's why the Prophet of Allah said, An-Nisa, that I love the females, so the men of that time, the people in the future that do not give due respect to the females, they understand that the female is worthy of respect. Females are worthy of respect. And I would like to conclude this talk about the Prophet saying, An-Nisa, that Rabia Basariya, the great scholar, the righteous female, and Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, and everyone knows. But once it has been said that Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, said to Rabia Basriya, that I can prove through dalail, through evidence, that men are better than females. And Rabia Basriya said, what is your proof? And Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, said, all prophets that came in this world were men. So this is a clear proof that men are better than females. And Rabia Basriya replied, she said, what you have said is correct, but you are forgetting one element, one point. And Hazrat Hassan Basri said, what is that? He said, all prophets that came in this world, with the exception of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, came in this world through the womb of a mother, of a female. So that makes us better than you. The third thing the Prophet of Allah has mentioned, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ فِي عَيْنِي, that Allah Rabbul Izzat has made me love salah, and in the establishment of praying is the coolness of my eyes. And let me make it very clear. When a person is departing from this world, you can really know the level of iman that he possesses. We have heard from eminent, profound scholars that they may be at a deathbed and the person is uttering 1 rupee a kilo. Because all his life, he was engrossed, engaged in selling certain items. So the love of that trade was embedded in his heart. So at the time of death, only that is uttered, what is in the heart. Some people will start to speak about their family, and they will say, my child, do this, do that. Meaning that the children had so much control over their life, and the preference for this person that is departing was the betterment of his children in regards to material. But the Prophet of Allah, when he is going to utter something at the time of departure, it is going to be very, very important. He is leaving an advice, a final advice, and the sun is now going to set, and that sun is never going to rise again. The sun is going to set. The stars have already disappeared, 124,000 more or less. But now the nur of the sun, the nur of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is going to set. What is the final message of the Prophet of Allah? He does not have the power to speak. But the Mufassireen, Muhaddithin said, at the time of departure, the Prophet was uttering two things, two advices left for you and me, not uttering them, whispering them. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. Saying these words, the sun set, never to be seen again. The sun of Nabuwa set, never to be seen again. As-salah, the establishment of prayer. That's why the Prophet sometimes says, salat is the base, it is the foundation of deen. Sometimes the Prophet of Allah is saying, through salah, your sins are erased. Sometimes the Prophet of Allah is comparing salah to the head on the body. That if the head is removed and separated from the body cannot be recognized. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.